Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Somebody ring the war klaxon! Rah! That was just me making a noise with my mouth. Just here in my house. And there is no war klaxon. Let us not pretend otherwise, though. Vince McMahon has officially declared war on All Elite Wrestling. And while there were hints of this before, we now have irrefutable evidence. Why? Here's why. As ever with these videos, before we do get into it, I want to make it perfectly clear, I want WWE to do well, I want AEW to do well, I want Impact to do well, New Japan, GCW, ROH, I don't care. There's three letters and they are associated with a wrestling promotion. That's who I want to fly through the roof. I mean, this is like supporting a football team, you should be supporting wrestling. Please do let me get off my high horse. Recently, however, WWE did announce that SmackDown was going to become Super SmackDown, which is a lot like Super Shredder, and it was going to be extended by 30 minutes. As SmackDown happens on Friday nights, this means it was going to cut into AEW Rampage, and the gun was out the bucket. Some people will tell you this is a coincidence, but those people are crazy, and understandably, Tony Khan fired back. Like, if you were an ice cream salesperson, and you were doing your ice cream selling, and you knew there was somebody else that sold ice cream in another park, and one day they were just like, ha ha ha, I'm going to sell in your park, you would probably go over and pierce all of his tires. That's just what happened. And I don't think that TK would have done any of this if it wasn't for the fact that WWE had gone, oh my gosh, we're going to extend SmackDown by 30 minutes. So he came out, and not only did he say that Rampage was going to be SD in those 30 minutes when it came to the ratings, but then he said that Raw sucked. And look, go and watch my ups and downs video from Monday Night Raw. I was one of the nice ones, and even I kind of thought it sucked, and I gave it a down. There was more fighting as well, as a buy-in show was announced for Rampage, which is going to happen on YouTube, which will also feature flipping Bryan Danielson versus Minoru Suzuki. I mean, that one is simply unreal, and then WWE were also going, oh yeah, and they told us that Roman Reigns was heading to Raw. And I kind of feel like all of this comes down to two very specific events that are kind of running in correlation with each other. I could be totally wrong, like I usually am, but if we are talking recently and what lit a fire under Vince McMahon's ass, I think it comes down to the fact that in a few weeks, WWE and AEW are running the brand new UBS Arena in New York. Except for me standing here right now talking to you, All Elite Wrestling has sold a pretty damn decent number of these tickets, and WWE has sold a good few less. Now look, don't get mad at me because I'm telling you this. I am the stereotypical messenger. So if you see me on the street and you come up to me very nicely, we're having a chat, and they also go, oh man, I can see that you're bald. I can't get angry at you. This is just a statement of fact. I mean, look at it, shining away. Given that NYC has always been the WWE's home as well, I can completely see a scenario where the owner of the thing is like, right, damn it, that is it. I've had enough, but also do not forget, this will not only make WWE better, but it will make AEW better too. And this is why I'm right behind it. I mean, I don't like all the negativity and all the tribalism and all the rude words that are coming out of people's mouths. But look at the comparisons. Pepsi versus Coke. Adidas versus Nike. Nintendo versus Sega. Microsoft versus Sony. Marvel versus DC. All of these have fans that pick one side and they refuse to move. And if wrestling wants to be part of the wider lexicon, it's always good to have something like that. And I don't want to start going on about the obvious, but let's just hop in a time machine and go back to the Monday Night Wars. Everything with Stone Cold Steve Austin and The Rock and Triple H and The Undertaker would have been good regardless, But I tell you why it was so much better, because on the other channel, you had a bunch of other awesome stuff with Hulk Hogan, Scott Hall, Kevin Nash, Sting, and whoever else you get to think of. Because you can get super pumped about one angle, and then get super pumped about another angle, and then get super pumped again as you realize, wait a minute, maybe this happened because one-upmanship was right in effect. And I love one-upmanship. I just think we all forget that wrestlers and promoters and managers and whatever you want to say are just a bunch of humans running a business. So of course you're going to be more on your game if somebody else is sniffing around your patch. That's why at times WWE did rest on their laurels post-2001, because they could. And they probably weren't even aware that they were doing this. They just fell into a bad habit, because once again, nobody was banging on their door going, hey, hey, you better look at me. You cannot pretend anymore that the man isn't focused on AEW. And really this started when, yes, we moved NXT to the USA Network to try and provide some competition on Wednesday nights. But that didn't go very well, because NXT has now become NXT 2.0 and is a complete separate entity, whereas AEW Dynamite has leveled up and it's now taken on the big bosses. And I think before all this, pissant company was the term that people used, which is just yet more evidence that you really never want to get too big for your boots. Now, none of this means that Rampage is going to beat SmackDown in the ratings, especially when it comes down to the networks they're on, but that's the area we don't need to care about. You can be interested and you can go and look at the statistics, but if it means we are getting better wrestling content across the board, that's when you strip off naked and dive into this pool of wonderfulness. And yes, I said it. Because good content is basically like drugs, and it allowed Brock Lesnar to come back, and it's the reason we are getting all of these Forbidden Door matches. And do you not want this? If you don't, you should go and slap your head. What is wrong with you? As we're chatting about it too, no, I do not think it's an issue that somebody is giving away a match on quote-unquote free television. I didn't care when WCW did it with Goldberg versus Hogan. I didn't care when the WWF did it after Mankind beat The Rock on an episode of Monday Night Raw. And I do not care about it now. And if you care about this, what is going on in your head? You want to pay for something when someone's going, here, man, take it. It's in my hand. I tell you what, send me a check. That's right, send me a check. Send it to Bald Idiot, Bald Lane, Bald Land. Somehow it will end up in my possession. And then there you go. You will have put money down when there was absolutely no need to. It's all here now, though, and I will not hear another word about it, because the evidence is staring us right in the face. If you wanted to see a proper shot across the bow, now you've had it and you've seen Tony Khan fired back. And I just think it's really entertaining. And also, do not forget, the whole job of a promoter is to promote. The clue is in the name. Also, though, this environment and scenario and atmosphere has got nuts. And as I have always said, if you want to get nuts, let's get nuts. You know who said that? Do you know who quoted that? It was Michael Keaton's Bruce Wayne, and that was a terrific Bruce Wayne. So if he wants to get nuts, I want to get nuts too, but only when it comes to professional wrestling. I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm just so excited. I think all of this is great. And if you don't, maybe you need to go crochet with your grandma. That's not nice. I shouldn't have said that. If you enjoy crocheting with your grandma, you should absolutely do it. I bet she's a lovely woman, and I bet she's really good at it. So I retract that. The point is, let's entertain ourselves however we see fit. Within reason, don't do anything illegal.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.